we will get through this time. We will rebuild. We will think of ideas again. We will think of a way to reset life so that it is something that is worth living. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hey, everyone. I'm so glad that you have tuned back in. Welcome to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And let me tell you, I'm grateful that I have a podcast studio in my house. And from the day to day, not too much has changed for me, but I will tell you that I know so much has changed for a ton of other people right now. And to say that things will change in the future is probably an understatement, but I want to keep coming and serving here on the podcast and just, number one, updating about just life and different ways to deal with things, but also number two, just to chat with you about growing yourself and looking at different opportunities and staying positive per usual, because nothing has changed. This is the time that we have definitely trained for all of these mindset tools and connecting with people and building what you want to build. This can be a beautiful time. And that's what I want to talk about today, is keeping the mindset that is going to be able to move you forward and keep you positive. And there are definitely different mindsets that are going on out in the world. And the mindset that I'm taking and the one that you can tune in for, whether you view it wrong or right, does not matter to me because it's the one that makes me feel good and feel like things are positive, the world is good, people are good, and things are possible because I believe they are possible. And something that I want to share is that no matter where you're at, and of course, there are so many things happening and things closing down and things failing and people worried about business, I want you to look around at proof of things thriving. So there are still many brands, companies, people who are thriving in this time. And what we need to do, just like with every other time in history, is to look for proof on what you want to see and what you want to find. And throughout history, when things have happened, even though certain things close down, other things are opening because it's showing there's a new need out in the world. And for sure, I know that that is what is going to happen after this. There will be things that we don't any longer do them the same way. We don't any longer spend the same way. We don't any longer come together in the same way. We don't know what that will look like. But there will certainly be new ways that the people who are willing to look for those ways and create things around that will once again thrive. So that is what I'm looking at out in the world right now, is what is working and what is thriving. And here's the mindset that I know I'm coming out of this, or that is going to make me come out of this no matter what happens. And I'm not being naive. I have gone to worst case scenario in my head. What if everything closes? What if we lose everything? What if we have to move? What if we can't, you know, afford food or our team or whatever that looks like? And do you know what I say? Then I'll still be okay and I will figure it out. We will get through this time. We will get through this time. We will rebuild. We will think of ideas again. We will think of a way to reset life so that it is something that is worth living. And that's just what we have always done. So something a lot of you may not know is that while I haven't been in this situation where it impacts the world on the level like it is, obviously, this is a historical time where it's impacting everybody. Chris and I have been in a period of our life where he's lost his job. I was not working a job that was paying much at all. We lost our house. We lost our cars. We were $300,000 in debt. And I did not have parents to be able to borrow money from. My parents were borrowing money from me at the time. So I have been here before. I know the uncertainty, you know, like I said, not in this exact place, but I know the feeling of uncertainty and fear and the world is bad and nothing is certain. And we thought that he had this really stable, amazing corporate job and he was moving up the ladder and, you know, we were spending as fast as it was coming in and we thought the world would always be great. And, you know, all of a sudden, in a matter of a few weeks, it wasn't. And everything changed. And the skills that he had were no longer applicable in the world. And the skills that I had were zero at the time. I was working at random retail jobs, making hardly any money. I was making about, $250 a week at the time. And that was not enough to even take care of, you know, what our light and heating bill. So I've been here before and I know that the mindset that got me out of that particular situation was I have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And I am going to look for opportunity in every place that I possibly can. And I'm not going to look at things as to why they're not going to work. And I'm not going to be a victim. And what I'm doing right now, present time, present tense, here is the mindset and the attitude that is going to make me thrive. And what is making me feel so good about myself in uncertain times is I am going to look back at this time. This is my mantra. I am going to look back at this time as the time that I created all the things that I wanted to, as the time that I took. So I took this as the biggest opportunity to really look at what I want to do and to help people and to get what I want out into the world, or at least have it for the time when it is time to get things out in the world. I am going to look at this time as the time that I worked so hard on my relationships and on the foundation of my business and my company and who I am as a leader. I am so clear that this is the time to take care of your home team. Are you solid in your relationships? Do you understand how to truly connect with people and be the person that you want to be? Do you understand how to be the leader that you want to be? I'm going to read the books. I already am. I'm creating checklists for people so that they can know exactly what I'm doing and that they can feel this way too. Because I am not going to take this time and waste it. I'm not going to let my head hit the pillow every night and just be in fear. I'm telling you, I am so focused on doing good and doing the things that I want and making sure that my home team is taken care of in whatever way that I can, even if that's not monetarily, even if we lost everything, I can still learn. I can still connect. I can still help people. You guys, the Aung San Suu Kyi quote is, when you're feeling helpless, help someone now more than ever. How can you help someone? What do they need? Take some time to think. Take some time to think. If you don't know the answer right away, that's okay. We have time to think about it. But whatever you do, be productive in taking care of yourself and your home team, your family, your business team, whatever that looks like. Do you need some foundational things in your business that you have not been paying attention to? Do you have a mission statement? Do you have core values? Do you have a family mission statement? How are you going to respond when there is conflict? Do you have a conflict solution process for your family, for your business? You guys, I am using this time so that I look back and say, oh my God, that was such a blessing to be able to come out of that time. I'm not saying this is a blessing that, you know, people are getting sick. I am saying this time can be a blessing. And there's no other way to look at it other than that because we're in it. So if you want to keep looking for the negative and look for the bad, you're not going to look back at this time as if you got ahead and you got to learn things and that it was a blessing. It will be the worst time of your life. But if you use it and you help people, you can grow. You can still be happy. You could be happier. We can help people. And your energy and your mindset matters. People are looking at you for what you're going to do. So I'm sending you guys so much love. Praying that we all do what is right and keep our distance so that we can do everything that we can to get through this as a country, as the world, and just come together I'm sending you guys so much love. I want to always be that voice of hope and inspiration for you. So I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, earn your happy, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.